let's bring in Marcus Adams. Marcus, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I just have a quick question right off the bat here. I want to get into talking about the defense a little bit. I know you're a defensive tackle, so you weren't a defensive end, but what are your thoughts on turning defensive ends like Jonathan Newsome or Justin Capicotti into defensive backs?
That's very tough on them. I mean, Jones obviously sees something in them, but as a player, to go from your whole life is going forward and now you're going backwards with a bunch of fast, quick guys who've been going forward their whole lives as receivers, that's tough. So I think the fans shouldn't be so hard on those guys, because I'm sure those guys are trying their best, but that's pretty hard for them, though. And that's a very hard task for them to do for Jones. I think so, anyway. I think that's tough.
So what exactly do you think is wrong with the Riders? Is it the players or the coaching?
I think it's a huge turnover. So you cut, over half the team from last year, or more than half the team from last year. So now you got a bunch of new players, rookies, veterans who never played together. There's a whole new offensive system, a whole new defensive system, whole new special team system. So I think it's going to take a couple of years for those guys to gel together. I mean, think about it. When Jones was in Edmonton, their first year, they went 4-14. So, I think it takes time for them to gel together, and I think the fans should be a little patient. But I do understand that coming off a 3-15 season, the fans want to see a big improvement, and they're not doing that right now. So
Darian Durant, he's been the face of the franchise for the last close to a decade now. Do you see him as the starting QB for this team next year? And if not, who do you think is going to be that QB?
Ooh-wee. That's a good question right there. I hope so. I think Durant is a good player. You know, he had a bad game, of course, last week. But the whole injury bug is biting him. He's getting older, of course. But I still think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league once he gets hot and get going. But I would have to say probably not, because he's not a Jones guy. Like, Jones didn't bring him into the league or bring him to the team. So I think eventually Jones will find somebody that he wants to be quarterback and will give Durant his walking papers.
If you're asking me, I think Jones has actually already found his guy in James Franklin, who's actually a free agent this February.
Who is James Franklin?
Edmonton's backup.
Oh, that's right. Oh, well, yeah, there you go. He's probably younger and cheaper for sure. So, you know, the coach and the GMs nowadays, they want to find somebody who can do the job for a lot less money than they want to pay somebody who's making $400,000.
Especially when you're paying fines every week, right?
I know, right? That was nuts. I heard about that when I was down in the States. I went home last week and I heard about that. I was like, what in the world? What was that, 100 and something players in the locker room, something like that, I heard?
Is that close? 90? 95.
Whew. I know, it's hot in that place. That locker room is not very big, so I know it's hot, pretty hot in that place.
Now, Marcus, we kind of see this as a season-long training camp for the 2017 season. That's kind of where we're at this point.
Yeah.
If you were the GM of the Riders today, who on this defense do you think has earned a job for 2017? Is there anybody there that you would keep around?
I think number 99, the defensive end, what's his name?
A.C. Leonard?
Yeah, he's the one that went from a tight end from BC Lions to a defensive end. I think he's doing a great job. I think he's playing pretty hard out there and making some plays. But I would have to say that's just me. That's the only guy I watch, and I'm like, you know what? I see what he's trying to do out there. He's working hard. He's trying his best. And he's a good player. Not to take away from anybody else on the defense, but I think he's playing the best ball right now. And I would probably bring a bunch of defensive guys in next year.
I think for me, that right there says exactly what's wrong with our team. We got one guy in your mind who's really standing out. That really spells out our problems.
Yeah, I mean, because there's no quarterback pressure at all. There's no pass rush, really. And the DBs are all young. And, I mean, you got a receiver who came to training camp as a receiver and trained as a receiver all offseason to come to training camp and be a DB. And he's just starting safety. So that's pretty tough. I would say that, I mean, and that's not helping the pass rush at all, because the receivers are open so quickly that you don't have a chance to do the pass rush in.
So Last time you were on the show, you did give me a Hottie Bowl suggestion, but this past week, you had beef for who I picked. You didn't like. You didn't like my pick.
I don't like it.
You don't like John Chick?
Nope, he got too many veins in his arm. And his beard is too messed up. I don't like his beard.
I'll agree with you on that one. The beard can go, but
plus he's got 8 kids. You can't be a hottie having 8 kids.
Well, I think he is a hottie. That's why he has 8 kids.
I don't know. It's about one woman. If it's about 8 different women, yeah, he's hot. <One
woman. laughs> So maybe he's just really smart then to catch one woman and get 8 kids out of it.
Oh, yeah. He'd be paying a hell of a lot of child support.
All right.
A lot of child support right there, bud.
Thank you.
No problem.
That was awesome, Marcus. Thanks so much.
No problem, guys. Take care.
You too.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.